Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, in the latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes sits down with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Roy Lee Lindsay with OK Pork to talk about how COVID-19 is affecting producers. Lindsay said he's never seen anything like this.
The governor announced basically we closed restaurants in Oklahoma City 5 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
5 weeks ago today. And so this is not something that any of us have any experience with, that any of us have any, there was no way to prepare for this kind of shock to the system.
Lindsay also said there's really no way to prepare for something like this as it affects all sectors of ag.
When you get something like this, this isn't, hey, somebody stepped on my toe. This is somebody smashing me in the head with a sledgehammer. This is, hey, I'm going to get your attention. And so way different than anything that we had any ability to prepare for.
Michael Kelsey with OCA said one of the hardest things to do is to try to shift food service over to retail.
Shifting production from food service over to retail is not something that can be done at the snap of a finger, mm-hmm. and really kind of clogs up our system. So a lot of challenges that we have as we move forward.
Lindsay says part of their job is to remind producers how important they are to the world and the industry. He says our folks get up and go to work every day on the farm to make sure that we're doing our part to fill that need. So if there's any type of help they may need, we're trying to provide those resources. Kelsey says at the end of the day, people are always going to need food. And when we come out of this, this will be a great opportunity to showcase our great products.
But people are still going to need food, and they love our product. Our product is healthy. It's nourishing. It's safe. And it's good, and it's enjoyable, whether you're talking about beef or pork or poultry. And we have an opportunity to do that in Oklahoma just about probably as good, if not better, than anybody else in the country and certainly in the world. And so I think there is prosperity ahead for us. I think there's opportunity ahead for us in rural Oklahoma to raise a great product, an animal protein product, and I think that's where our prosperity can be.
To hear the complete podcast with Ron Hayes, Roy Lee Lindsay, and Michael Kelsey, head on over to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, producers signed a record 1.77 million contracts for the Department of Agriculture's Ag Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage programs for the 2019 crop year. The sign-up total represents more than 107% of the total contracts signed compared with a five-year average. Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says farmers are using the programs to mitigate risks and recognize that ARC and PLC provide the financial protections that they need to weather substantial drops in crop prices or revenues. Producers interested in enrolling for 2020 should contact their FSA county office, and producers must enroll by June the 30th. You've got farm news on Ron.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.